Epic Charter School's co-founders are heading to trial on charges of embezzlement and racketeering, and a Western Oklahoma man running for state senate has been found dead. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, May 1st. I'm McDaniels. After almost 2 years, it appears that the founders of Epic Charter Schools will be heading to trial on charges of embezzlement and racketeering. Robbie Korth has details.
Epic founders David Cheney and Ben Harris were first charged with crimes in 2022 after a lengthy investigation by the OSBI, state auditor, and attorney general's office. The pair are accused of using state money intended for children's education on personal purchases, making political donations, and filling their company's private bank account. They had built their school into the largest district in the state during the height of the coronavirus pandemic and ultimately made tens of millions of dollars from state management fees, while prosecutors alleged they used a complex scheme to siphon money away from students. I'm Robbie Korth.
Since then, Epic has completely separated from the founders and remains the largest virtual charter school in Oklahoma. Harris and Cheney are next expected in court in June. Cleveland County is beginning the process of finding a new sheriff, KGOU's Hannah France reports.
On Thursday, the Cleveland County Board of Commissioners opened applications for a new county sheriff. The applications will be open until May 14th, and the interview selection process will begin on May 25th. Commissioners are hoping to fill the position within the next 60 days. This process comes after former Cleveland County Sheriff Chris Amison resigned earlier this week, effective immediately following his plea of no contest to one felony count of embezzling campaign funds. His resignation was part of a plea deal which also required him to pay $10,000 in restitution and accept a 5-year deferred sentence. Amison was first elected to the position in 2020. He won his bid for re-election in 2024. I'm Hannah France.
A Western Oklahoma man running for state senate was found dead in his pickup truck Thursday in the Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area near Sayre. Barry Christian had been reported missing earlier this week. He was one of three Republicans running to replace Senator Brent Howard. The cause of his death is unknown at this time, and law enforcement officials are investigating. Attorney General Gintner Drummond is requesting an independent audit of the Oklahoma Health Care Authority. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this comes after mounting complaints from providers over Medicaid-managed care.
Through a transition to managed care, OHCA went from paying providers directly to paying private companies to coordinate some enrollees' care. It contracted with three managed care organizations and went live in April 2024. Since then, Drummond alleges providers are experiencing issues like payment delays and administrative barriers to claims processing. He argues these messages to the agency's CEO, Clay Bullard, have been answered with, quote, only verbal assurances of improvement. Drummond is requesting state auditor and inspector Cindy Bird audit the agency to review whether managed care organizations are complying with their contracts and OHCA's oversight of the private companies. Drummond says an audit is, quote, essential to restore accountability and protect public funds. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.